Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Melissa Lippold studies how parents interact with children who are in early adolescence. What she learns from her research in the School of Social Work gives parents needed skills to cope with stressful situations. She also helps to create intervention programs to prevent substance abuse in children.
Dr. Lippold researches how the nature of communication between parents and children can affect their relationships.
Well, mindfulness is a topic that's gotten a lot of press lately, and in its simple definition, mindfulness is simply paying attention. So it's paying attention to your thoughts, your feelings as they come up, and it's not just paying attention to those things. It's doing so in a way that's non-judgmental and that has compassion towards your thoughts and your thinking. You're observing them non-judgmentally. We were really interested in the application of mindfulness to the parent-child relationship. And mindful parenting is an extension of mindfulness, and its core components are really thinking about how parents can engage with their kids in a way that's present-centered, that's sort of in the moment, in a way that's non-judgmental, and in a way that's compassionate. And we've been doing some studies to look at how mindful parenting during adolescence is related to how well parents and teens talk to one another. One way that mindful parenting can be really important is that we've shown that it's linked to effective communication between parents and teens, and that when parents are more mindful with their teens are more likely to share information with them about what's going on with their lives, and parents are more likely to ask, hey, what's going on? And that communication, that back and forth sort of conversation between parents and kids is more likely to happen. Now, a lot of why we see that mindful parenting helps with communication is because it really affects how parents are reacting to information that kids share, something we call negative reactions to child disclosure. So when a parent's mindful in interacting with their child, they're less likely to react negatively when a child shares information with them. And this makes it more likely that they'll be able to have a good, solid relationship with their child. And both of these things, non-reactivity, having a warm relationship, help subsequently improve that communication. Having effective communication with your child is critical. There are lots of studies that suggest when parents and teens keep talking to each other during this time period, keep those lines of communication open, their kids are less likely to engage in substance use, delinquency, risky sexual behavior, less likely to be depressed and anxious. There's lots of ways that it helps kids.
The best way to think about how mindful parenting works is through example.
Let's say a teenager shares some information with their parent that might be potentially upsetting to their parent, like they got in trouble at school or they did poorly on an exam. It might be normal for a parent to get angry at that, right? To react to that emotionally in some way or another. A mindful parenting approach doesn't say that those emotions are wrong at all, because they're not. They're completely appropriate and understandable. But it really suggests that for that parent to take a moment and pause, maybe take a few breaths, and shift their focus so that they can respond from a calm place with their child and dealing with that situation can be really effective. So, for example, instead of just automatically getting angry and saying, you know, this is going to affect your future, or drawing on something that happened in the past, to really ask the child what happened, to think, really listen to that child in the present moment, to have compassion for what that child's going through, to try to have empathy for those child. All those things are going to make it more likely that that child shares more information with you and communicates with you. Now, it doesn't mean there isn't a consequence, right? If something happens, a child, you know, teen breaks a rule, there can be consequences. But if you approach it in a way that's more mindful and less reactive, it's more likely that those consequences or things can happen in a way that still protects that relationship, that still keeps those lines of communication open. And this is one way why we think it's really sort of a critical component of effective parenting during this adolescent period. There's something about stopping and being in the present moment and really listening to someone and really having compassion for them and really having compassion for yourself that can help deepen the conversation, that can help people find creative solutions and maybe new solutions. It opens a door for more creativity and creative kinds of responses and can lead to some really positive things as a result.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.